Previously on Red Rock Mysteries.
When we were out there in that lake,
Sam, we're sinking!
Stay calm.
He was showing us how much he cared.
Swim like crazy and get to the shore.
It was like we had a real dad.
Why are you serious all of a sudden? We should be celebrating.
I don't know how to tell you.
Just say it. That's what you tell us.
I'm so sorry, Ashley. Bryce.
What happened?
Yeah, what are you sorry for?
For killing your father.
So sorry, Ashley. Bryce, you have to believe me.
What happened?
Yeah, what are you sorry for?
For killing your father.
You killed Dad?
No, but he died in a plane crash.
This has to be the worst possible moment, but I have to get this.
Go ahead, Sam.
Mom?
There's not much more I can tell you, Ashley. Still a lot of things I'm processing myself.
Why is he talking on the phone outside? What's going on? Lee, do you know anything?
Not much more than you do. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's what I was afraid of.
What?
I have to go for a couple days.
Wait, you can't just tell us you killed Dad and then leave.
Bryce, I want to tell you everything, but I can't. I'm not who you think I am.
No, you are the one who saved our lives on that mountain.
I love you guys, but I have to go. Catherine.
I understand.
No, you don't.
You're right.
I wish I could just... I've got to pack.
Lee, he's your dad. Can you help us out here?
Like I said, I don't know much more than you guys. All I can say is everything changed after the crash. Everything. I not only lost my mom and my sister, I think I lost my dad too. We had to move, even our...
Yeah?
I don't feel right saying anymore.
When Sam can tell us more, he will.
I thought we weren't supposed to keep secrets, but it looks like our whole lives have been a secret. You don't even trust us enough to tell us the truth.
I don't know the whole truth.
I'm going to my room.
Hey, Ash. You okay?
Yeah.
I know better. You're hugging Freddy Bear. Oh, and it smells like I'm inside a pumpkin, so you must be writing in your journal again.
Yeah.
I can talk with you another time.
No, it's okay. Come on in.
Okay.
You ought to start a journal.
Would I have to light a candle?
No.
Well, if they come up with a candle that smells like Mountain Dew, I might give it a shot.
Come here. You can sit on the bed.
You're gonna show me your journal?
I never do this.
You don't have to.
No, I want to.
Is this a lot of girl stuff?
Just be quiet and listen.
Okay.
What do you do when you find out your stepdad is the reason your life is miserable? What do you do when the man your mother chose to marry says he's responsible? He's responsible for the death of the father you loved so much.
Whoa. Deep questions.
What about you?
Me what?
How are you dealing with it?
Still juggling a lot in my head. I mean, the news said it was terrorists who took down Dad's plane, so does that mean that Sam's a terrorist? But that doesn't make sense. His own wife and daughter were killed in the same crash.
After the memorial service, they seemed to fall in love pretty quickly. Do you think... No. That's just too weird to think about.
What?
It's girl think. You wouldn't understand.
So, how did Sam... kill Dad? And where's he going anyways? Like, who is that on the phone?
Do you think he's running from the police?
I have no idea. I have no idea about anything anymore.
Mom trusts him. But maybe she doesn't want to face the truth. Love is blind, they say.
Well, they say a lot of things. Whoever they is. are.
Ashley?
Dylan? You're supposed to be in bed. And what are you doing with band-aids all over your body? And your hair?
I got a scratch.
You've got band-aids everywhere else except your scratch.
And he's the normal one. That's how weird things are.
I really wish things were normal around here.
Whatever that is.
Point your feet, Ashley. There you go. Remember, girls, weight forward. Stay out of your heels. And good. Very good.
Oh, I messed up so bad.
Okay, attention, please. Before you go, just a reminder, this is the last week for candle sales. And I have a special announcement. The ballet student who sells the most candles will get these.
Ooh. Oh,
a pair of professional ballet shoes.
Mrs. Gunderson?
Yes, Haley.
How many do we have to sell to get the shoes?
Well, there's no set number. It's just whoever sells the most. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'll see you next week.
So, Haley, how are you doing on the candle sales?
I've got 6 orders so far, mostly my family and a couple of teachers.
You think Mrs. Gunderson will give us some... What?
What's wrong?
Something's up. Look at all the parents peeking in the windows. And Mrs. Parches guarding the back door.
Mrs. Gunderson, the front door is locked.
What?
Girls! What? Girls! There's been a change of plans. You'll need to wait for your parents inside the building. No one is to leave here without a parent. Is that understood?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Something is definitely up.
Well, there's my mom. I gotta go. See ya.
Bye.
Mom?
Oh, Ashley.
Mom, what's wrong?
Something terrible. Come on, let's go get Bryce.
Hey, what's up with you, Bryce?
What do you mean?
You've been kind of spacey.
I'm okay.
Is Boo Heckler after you again?
Well, not really.
Hey guys, listen up.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Y'all need to wait inside for your parents to pick you up. And Timberline, your mom called. Said to leave the ATV and wait for a ride from her.
Okay, coach.
What do you think's going on?
I don't know. Mom, I don't understand. Why can't I ride the ATV?
Bryce, please, just get in the car.
Ashley? Aren't you supposed to be-
Bryce, hurry.
Okay, what is going on? Everybody's acting all weird.
2 girls were attacked after school today.
What?
It's all over the news. They're saying the girls are from Red Rock Middle School.
Whoa.
Turn it up, Ashley.
On a suspect, and that's all we've been able to learn so far. We're still on standby for that news conference with the police department. Recapping now for those of you just joining us, authorities say 2 girls were attacked shortly after school today near Red Rock Middle School. The girls escaped and fled to authorities. Police are now looking for a suspect. In other news, the Colorado Department of Transportation said...
Oh. Bryce, Sam's back from his trip, so he'll pick up your ATV, and no more riding for either one of you.
Aww.
Not until things settle down.
Okay.
Bryce?
Hi, Sam. How was your trip?
Okay. Come on, let's pick up your ATV.
Okay. Like your new truck.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Ashley hates it.
Huh? Why?
Because it's red.
I didn't know that.
So, where'd you go?
The East Coast.
You flew yourself?
Just me.
Well, who'd you see?
People I used to work with.
Hmm?
That's all I can say. Come on, let's get your ATV loaded.
Wait! There's a guy at the back of the gym.
Hmm?
He's running for the gully.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gotta be the guy, Sam. We've got to call the police.
Hello.
Hello, officer. We found his footprints right over here.
Well, whoever it is, if he made it to the interstate, he could have hitched a ride to Denver or Colorado Springs. Did you get a good look at him?
Not really. But he has long brown hair down to his shoulders, and he's wearing a green jacket and jeans. Oh, and hiking boots.
Got it.
Is this the guy who attacked those girls?
Possible. I'm going to call in a tracking dog. Thanks for your help. If you see anything else suspicious, give us a call.
Okay.
No problem.
Waiting for the bus is so boring.
I didn't realize how much I missed my ATV.
Me either.
I wonder if they found that guy yet.
I'll ask Marion. She knows everything.
Oh yeah, Marion's also good friends with Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and Godzilla's Uncle Louie.
She told me she's working on a theory.
Yep, I'll bet she is.
Ashley, sit next to me.
Okay.
So, I figure there are only so many people who actually walk home from school, right?
Right.
So I photocopied all the kids' pictures from the yearbook, and I put an X next to the ones who take the bus.
You can't possibly know everyone, Marion.
True, but I cross-referenced the school directory with addresses of names I don't know. I calculated their distance from school to figure out who would walk and who would ride the bus.
You'd make a great detective.
Thanks. These kids live near town and probably walk.
Okay.
10 names. Someone told me the girls died last night.
Died?
Shh. Like the guy tried to kidnap them, and when they wouldn't get into his car, he ran over them.
Are you sure?
Hey guys, look. There's a police cruiser in front of the school.
And those arrows are pointing to the gym. Huh.
Good morning, students. Students, your attention, please. Simmer down. Good morning. As most of you have heard by now, two of your classmates were attacked yesterday as they walked home from school. Now I want you to know that you are all safe. We'll make sure that you remain that way. You will be seeing a police officer here throughout the day. I want you to know that he's here for your protection.
Skeeter, what is that?
What is what?
Why are you carrying around a red tulip?
Oh, this!
Mm-hmm.
It's, for your sister.
What?
I wanted to tell her. I'm glad it wasn't her who was attacked.
Oh, brother. I don't know why you're so into her. Besides, if you really knew her, you'd know she hates red.
Why?
Well, it's a long story.
I'll just get her a yellow tulip.
Skeeter.
Huh?
She burps.
She does!
And she picks broccoli out of her teeth. And when she laughs, she snorts milk out of her nose.
Aw, that is beautiful.
You are hopeless.
Hey, Marion. Okay to sit here?
Sure.
Thanks.
Would you like a slice of my all-natural, hormone-free, organically grown apple?
Thanks, but no.
It was raised on a free-range apple farm, and it came out of my recycled, eco-friendly paper bag.
Marion, I've got news.
Chris Merkel is a cyborg. I knew it.
No, but when Mr. Scarberry took roll in band today, Tracy Elliott was missing. And Cammy Michaels is missing today, too. Those two always hang out together, so.
They're on my list!
Well, I'm not sure now. It's just a guess.
It's got to be them. It's the ultimate convergent nexus of all my lists. All the metrics cluster perfectly. Why didn't I see this before?
Wait, convergent... what?
Convergent nexus. It means...
Marion, thank you. Really. So, are you still thinking they're dead?
Could be. Or cryogenically frozen. But it's my personal hypothesis that the guy kidnapped them.
Yeah, you also said the guy was probably an alien who took them away in his spaceship.
It happens. More than you know. More than any of us know.
Wait, there's Mr. Forrester. Principals know everything. Come on. Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Well, people are talking about Cammy and Tracy. Was it them who got attacked?
No, just...
Did the guy who kidnapped them happen to have more than three arms?
Marion.
Lunch is almost over, ladies. But I will tell you this. I met with the victims this morning. They were shaken up a bit, but I expect they'll be back in school tomorrow.
Did the guy have dual eyelids?
Marion?
Yes, sir.
Lunch is almost over.
So, Bryce, how was school today?
Okay.
Where are you heading?
To the barn. I'm lifting weights.
It's okay with Sam?
He lets me.
Oh, all right, but don't you have homework to do?
It's English. I need a break to find my inspiration.
Or your perspiration.
Ugh. Mom, that was bad.
Come on, give me a break.
Please
leave a message. Hello, Sam. Have to get used to that. It's Tim in D.C. Hey, just making sure you made it back okay. Hope things are going better for you. Look, we've been talking about your situation. This is the kind of thing we were concerned about when you started this new family. The director thinks it would be best if you can keep as much as you can to yourself. If we have to move you again, we will. But, well, good seeing you again. It's been a long time. Take care.
Well, that's kind of weird.
These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Is there ever such a thing as a normal world?
Hey, Marion. Mind if I join you for lunch?
Ashley, look who's here.
Who?
See the mob of girls over there?
Yeah. What's up with them?
It's Cammie and Tracy.
So, were they attacked by aliens?
No, it was that guy who sits outside the Toot Toot Cafe. You know, the weird one with the army jacket and the long stringy hair?
Oh, that guy? Mom and I went to the Toot Toot for breakfast Saturday and he was sitting there in the rocking chair, sleeping or reading or scribbling something on paper. He smelled like a wet animal. So, what'd he do?
Cammie said he grabbed them both by the wrists and pulled them behind that row of shops next to the Toot Toot. There's an old shed back there. And he tied up their hands and feet with duct tape. They said he kept mumbling at them, and he was angry. He left, and that's when they escaped.
You know, Cammie and Tracy aren't exactly my favorite people on the planet, but I feel sorry for them. They're gonna have nightmares for a long time.
The police have posted a picture of the guy. I guess he was rusted before. And apparently, he has two arms.
So, your assignment was to write a What If It Happened Another Way story. Ashley's gonna start us off with her story. Ashley?
I'm sorry. My dad was getting ready to leave for the airport, but when he hugged me at the kitchen table, I accidentally spilled Fruit Loops all over his clothes. He had to change his whole suit. Later, when he was backing his car out of the garage, he ran over my bike, and it looked like a pretzel. I was so upset, I was crying. And my dad, even though he was late, stopped to hug me. Little did he know that one of the spokes on my bike stuck in his rear tire. So, on the way to the airport, his tire went flat. He ended up missing his flight by just 10 minutes. And since the next flight to England wasn't till the next day, he had to come back home. I felt really bad. That night, we saw on the news that the plane he was supposed to be on crashed in the ocean. My dad hugged me. Because, really, I had saved his life. And life itself was happy again, and all was beautifully normal.
Well, Boston Tea Party wasn't a party at all. It was a protest against England and their unfair tax on tea. No taxation without representation. Disguised as Native Americans, the protesters were led by...
Danny Ingram!
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
That's the name of the guy who attacked Cammy and Tracy.
Ingram. The people who used to go to our church a long time ago?
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Ogilvie told me. She said he was really, really smart, and he would spend hours at the Garden of the Gods drawing rock formations. Oh, and climbing them.
I think I remember him. He was kind of quiet, but he seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Bryce! I need you to grab some ground beef out of the freezer. The big freezer!
Okay, Mom! Come with me. I want to hear more.
Okay.
So, what happened to this guy? Did he snap or something?
Nobody knows. His parents have been worried about him.
Did they find him yet?
No. He's still on the loose.
Hold on.
What?
Look. Muddy footprints.
Going into the barn.
Come on, let's take a look.
Didn't you lock the barn last time?
I always do.
You're not thinking about what I'm thinking you shouldn't think about, are you?
Exactly. I think.
It looks like he went up the steps.
Let's find out.
Bryce, what if there's someone up there?
Just be ready.
Ready for what?
Ready to run. I've got a plan.
What is it?
You'll see. As soon as I open this door... Ah!
That was your plan?
Well, it's working so far.
Look! The door to Sam's office is open.
Just a crack. Just enough to hide behind.
For us? Or him?
Okay, I don't see anybody in the exercise room or the bathroom. This looks like our best shot. Time for my next plan.
Your last one wasn't so great.
All right, have the squad cars pull around back.
One, two...
What are you doing?
Three!
That was your plan? Kick the door open?
I don't think you appreciate the fine art of strategic...
Bryce! Look!
Whoa! What do you think Ashley and Bryce saw when they opened that door? Well, why don't you guys take a wild guess and then let us know? Just email your ideas to redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. You know, Ashley and Bryce sure are dealing with a lot of stuff right now, including the loss of their dad. A lot of people have to deal with stuff, and they kind of deal with it in their own way, right? I mean, Ashley likes to write in her journal, and that's really good. But some people like to talk to their mom or dad or play a musical instrument or even a sport. Here's one important thing to remember, however. Whenever you're working through your stuff, make sure you end up taking it to God. You know, that's what David did. As he went through his feelings, he wrote a bunch of songs that wound up being in the Bible. Not all of them are up songs. Some of them are kind of down. But if you take a closer look at the Psalms, you'll see something pretty cool. Even as David worked through his stuff, he always ended up taking it to God. He remembers, God, I have trusted you before. God, you have helped me before. And I choose to trust you again. I choose to put my hope in you. And I hope you can keep that in mind as you work through your feelings too. You can take them to God and he can turn your bad stuff into good stuff. And who knows, you might even end up making a song out of it, just like David. Today's episode, Stolen Secrets Part 1, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Bastide, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and as always, I'm Zach. Hey, there's a lot more fun ahead, so don't miss out. Come on back for the next Red Rock Mysteries.